As the coronavirus pandemic had the world in its grip over the last 14 months, sleep became elusive for many. WXXI's Beth Adams reports on a type of treatment that may bring relief to those suffering from insomnia.
According to a meta-analysis by the Journal of Clinical Sleep and Medicine, roughly 40% of the global population had trouble sleeping in 2020. The pandemic delivered a perfect recipe for insomnia. Stress, anxiety, and depression brought on by prolonged isolation and uncertainty. Gloria Dankos says in the past year, she's been up all hours of the night worrying about her family's business and not being able to see friends and family members.
Generally around 3 a.m. it would kick in.
Racing thoughts are also usually what keep Ty Gagnon awake.
A lot of my insomnia has to do with just not being able to shut my brain down.
Often his thoughts aren't even anxious ones.
Sometimes it's just like I'm thinking of how many animals start with the letter B. Like it can just be dumb stuff like that.
Unlike Dankos, Gagnon's insomnia started long before the pandemic. The 38-year-old has been having trouble sleeping through the night since he was 12 or 13. It was the worst when he was in his 20s.
Those were nights where I would sleep maybe an hour or two. Definitely at the height of the insomnia, it was so difficult to stay awake at work. And at that time, I was working in an office doing computer stuff. It became very difficult to be paying attention and to be present for my coworkers and for my clients when I was just so tired all of the time.
He tried a lot of things, melatonin supplements, eliminating caffeine from his diet, and finally, hypnotherapy and cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT.
CBT, for me anyway, has been the most helpful.
Cognitive behavioral therapy is considered a gold standard of insomnia treatments. Will Pidgeon, director of the University of Rochester's Sleep and Neurophysiology Research Lab, is an internationally recognized CBT expert. He says this kind of therapy has several components. One of them is sleep hygiene. That includes things like keeping the bedroom at a relatively cool temperature and practicing consistent pre-bedtime routines.
Those sleep hygiene factors certainly make sense to address for most individuals with insomnia, but in and of themselves, they typically aren't going to make a huge impact for most people.
But combined with other components, cognitive behavioral therapy has been shown to improve sleep quality better than sleep medications. People receiving the therapy learn how to control the stimulants in their sleep environments, like eliminating time spent on the phone, watching television, and the big one, worrying while in bed. Pidgeon says that's probably been especially tough for people who've been working remotely.
It's not just the office is home, but the office might be in the bedroom. If my office is in the bedroom, now my bedroom is a place where I really have work stress.
He recommends taking time during the day to write a worry list so your troubles don't follow you to bed. Another strategy is using self-talk to eliminate or control the negative thoughts and worries that keep you awake. This helps Gagnon get a better night's sleep.
You know, when my brain is just buzzing, to tell myself that it's okay to slow down, that it's okay to relax, that it's okay to not be having any thoughts and just go to sleep.
Another key component of CBT is restricting sleep. Now, it sounds counterintuitive to ask someone who's deprived of sleep to limit the amount of time they spend in bed, but Pidgeon says there are long-term benefits to removing yourself from the bedroom if sleep is elusive.
If you do that over time, the brain and the body become more accustomed to being asleep in the bedroom as opposed to being awake and frustrated and anxious in the bedroom. It won't happen in one or two nights, but there will be a shift from the brain thinking the sleep environment is anxiety producing or worrisome or frustrating to, oh, this is where I sleep.
Dankos figured this out on her own. Sometimes in the middle of the night, she gets up and folds laundry or walks around the house.
Or else do some exercising or deep breathing and, you know, things that help a person's mind calm down.
And with the help of CBT, Gagnon has reclaimed his once evasive sleep.
Probably nowadays, I average 6 or 7 hours a night?
A psychotherapist or a sleep center can provide cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia. There are also free apps that deliver a CBT program. Beth Adams, WXXI News.